Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in on whatever platform you're on, and always feel free to call me Shoshi. I'm still quarantined in the Bronx, but I'm currently sipping Chablis, so life ain't bad. So if you follow me on other platforms, you've probably noticed that I love Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, the ID Channel, Lifetime movies, anything that has a killer crime element. I blame some of that on my clairvoyant ways, being fascinated with the dark side, but it's also a part of research for my next adventure. Besides working on a solo show for theater about wine, which I'll talk about at another time, I've decided to go back into fiction writing. And this go round, I'm going to go into culinary crime writing. Basically, wine-filled thrillers with killers. Kind of like my favorite thing. Women happen to be the number one audience for crime fiction. Basically, we're obsessed. So I am starting what I call Thirsty Thriller Thursday, where I pair a thriller with a wine because it's also a passion of mine. And I love sipping a good wine when I'm watching a crime show on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, whatever streaming service that there is. So I wanted to share a pairing with you today. So today's pairing is The Guest, which is airing on Netflix, paired with a Pinot Noir. So The Guest is back on Netflix. Now, I've never heard of this movie, never seen this movie, never thought about this movie. I was flipping last night. I didn't know what I wanted to watch, and I ended up back on Netflix. And before I knew it, the trailer played, and I thought, seems interesting. And then after the trailer, the movie started. You know how shady Netflix is. It starts playing movies saying, you're going to watch this whether you like it or not. And I thought, all right, the guy was kind of cute. You know me, if a guy is kind of hot, I'll stop and watch a movie whether I like it or not, at least for a few minutes. The hottie in question is Dan Evans, and you may know him from the popular show Legion. I've watched about an episode and a half of Legion, liked it, just never went back. It also stars Makeha Monroe, Sheila Kelly, as in X Factor Sheila Kelly, who is all about pole dancing, and she was also on Gossip Girl, so shout out to Sheila, one of my favorite shows. Candace Patton from The Flash is also on the show. She makes a guest appearance. So it's a bunch of people you will have seen before, which is always fun to see them in a new light. So let's get into the messy plot of this movie. As the movie begins, you see a soldier running, and you're like, where is he going? What's going on? He's running, and then he ends up at the door of the Peterson family's house and introduces himself to the mom as a friend of their deceased son. So the mom is listening, and he starts playing on her heartstrings, saying he was a friend, and he wanted him to stop by and check on them. You know, she becomes a mess. And she loves having him there, etc. They keep talking, and then eventually, soldier's like, oh, I need to find a place to stay tonight. I was thinking of going to that motel on the side of the road. Now, come on. We all know that's not a good motel. Nobody wants to go stay there. She's like, oh, no. You must stay with us. We have the room. You have to use my son's room. No one else is using it. So he finagles his way into the house, which was the plan the whole time. And that's where shit starts hitting the fan. So he's there at the house. Her husband comes home. He's like, okay, the husband's got like this crazy job and all he wants to do is have a drink after work. Now, their daughter and sister, because there's a brother involved in this, doesn't believe it. She's like, you were friends with my brother? She's suspicious from the get-go. And I'm like, that's my girl. Question everything, because nobody Googled his ass. So the soldier gets to stay in the house. And, you know, he's clean cut, good looking. That's always how they get in there. I'm a little tired of these movies where good looking men are able to just kind of get to come stay in the home. Like, ladies, Google, find out some stuff. I get it. He looks safe, but that tends to be the killer. I want to see a plot where women are questioning more. Like, come on. We're at a new day and time. Women can't just allow these good-looking men who come and bat their eyes into their homes. I mean, let's let the women be smarter. This is to the movie industry. Back to this. So he is staying in town, and all of a sudden people are starting to get murdered and they're dropping like flies. Does he have anything to do with this? Hell yes, he's crazy. He's Ticky Boom. And we find out he's not who anybody thought he was, but of course, they never are. And then it all unravels from there. Because the big question is who is this guy and why is he there? Now, the wine I would pair for this suspense thriller would be a Pinot Noir. A nice red that's layered and you got to peel it back just to be like, what's going on? I would choose a Pinot Noir from La Crema. The Pinot Noir is from Shell Ridge, and that runs for $60. Lots of layers and really good on the palate, nice and smooth, and has these great aromas of blackberry, plums, black licorice, etc. Now, some of you are like, girl, I'm not spending $60 on a wine, and that's fine. La Crema has been making wine for 40 years, and they've got different price points. So I still recommend this winery. They've got a Pinot Noir, I believe, for $25. They've got some for $40. So this is more on the elegant luxury end. But when you're having a nice meal at home, you should pair a really good wine. Because at this point, you know, eating at home is now part of our experience. And what's going on. And you should find dine at home. Treat yourself right. And do a really good pairing. So this is the wine I would choose. And it's great for this movie. I enjoyed the movie far more than I thought. I thought it was crazy. I couldn't look away. I think you'll enjoy it. It definitely is a thriller. Because it has you wondering, like, what the fuck? Because when people start dying, you know it's him. But you're wondering, when will everybody else catch on? And not everybody makes it out of this one alive, which I kind of enjoy. Because it is what it is. When you invite the murderer into your home, you just never know. So how it all unfolds is fun and interesting. And the guest, a Pinot Noir, will do you good. It'll be a nice night at home and a nice night for Netflix and chill. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Thirsty Thriller Thursday. If there's a movie that you think I should add to this podcast and pair with the wine, let me know. I'm always on the lookout. As you know, I love my thrillers and I love my killers. There'll be more of this. And please sign up for my newsletter, Culinary Courtesan, which is all about food, food news, and all that good stuff. Stop by yolandashoshana.com for all that I'm up to. And I will be releasing a new text message platform coming soon. And you're going to be able to find that info first in my newsletter. But I will announce it here as well, probably on the next podcast, because I'm working on some stuff. So that you can get in your inbox some good news, good information about food, wine, spirits, some empowerment. But I just want to be able to connect with you all on different levels, because that is always my jam. I love being in touch with you. I'll be giving away some free readings And you'll know when my food wine horoscopes drop and all that good stuff. So there's a lot going on. I'm working consistently, even though I'm stuck at home. I hope you are able to move around wherever you are. I know people are getting released. New York is one of the last places. I know the coronavirus is still popping up in areas. So let's enjoy our fun while we can, because I do believe a second wave is going to come and get us, and we're going to be back in quarantine. I hope you're taking care of yourself mentally, physically. Don't let toxic positivity get to you. The one thing you have to do, the main thing you have to do, is come out of this alive. And do know, if you're ever depressed, I'm here for you. Reach out to me. I will respond. I know a lot of you are quarantined alone. I'm quarantined alone. I'm okay though, but I know a lot of you are going through depression. I'm seeing consistently where people are killing themselves because they can't deal with being by themselves. If you are ever at that point, send me an email. Find a way to get in touch with me. DM me. I am here for you. I will not let you be alone in this. Because you're not. I really thought I'd be writing more of my books during this time, but I've been doing more readings because I'm supposed to be here for people. So, no, I'm here for you. I love you. And I care for you. I feel the vibration of people's pain because of my psychic work. I know what's going on, and I feel very privileged in my space of having people that care for me and I'm taken care of. But I want to be light for people who may not have it. So reach out if you need to. Until next time. Sorry, I cry, and I'm not gonna hide the fact that I cry when I feel it or I tap in. So, until next time, peace, love, and cheers.